With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Colombia has now decided to accept U.S. military planes deporting immigrants. An earlier refusal today had set off a tough reaction from President Trump, who announced big tariffs and sanctions targeting the country, which has been a top U.S. ally in Latin America for a long time. Colombia finally realized later today that Trump meant business. He had said the U.S. would impose a 25% tariff on all Colombian imports and raise that to 50% in 1 week. President Trump has revoked security protection for several former government officials.
Even though they're out of government, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former National Security Advisor John Bolton had security details because of credible and ongoing threats from Iran. And so did infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci. But those protections have been cut.
At some point, your security detail comes off. And, you know, you can't have them forever.
The president insists the moves are not retaliatory, but all three of those individuals have fallen out with Trump in recent years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Belarus strongman President Alexander Lukashenko all but certain to extend his more than three decades in power in today's elections. The 70-year-old is poised to win a seventh five-year term after a campaign in which his token challengers praised him. Also at SRNnews.com, more on House Speaker Mike Johnson and what the Republicans have done.
Pardoning his family for more than a decade of whatever activity, any nonviolent offenses, it was breathtaking to us. I don't think anything like that's ever been anticipated. And by the way, go look at the tape. 4 years ago, when it was just implied that President Trump might do something similar, they were apoplectic. Joe Biden himself, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer.
And this is SRN News. Young people want restrictions when it comes to abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in a number of states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative introducing a bill that would allow women who do obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure, by the way, had been introduced in South Carolina in 2023, but it had failed. This is SRN News. Today, January 26th, would have been the 100th birthday of actor Paul Newman. His memory lives on not only in film, but also in the grocery brand charity that bears his name.
It's still true of Newman's Own Foods. 100% of the profits from the sales are donated to charity. The Newman's Own Foundation is inviting other companies to follow their lead as part of the late actor's centenary. It's easier for them to do so after Congress passed the Philanthropic Enterprise Act in 2018 during President Trump's first term, as long as they follow the terms of the law. As of 2022, Newman's Own says it had given away $600 million to charities over the years with a focus on supporting children. George Williams reporting.
You may recall the monkeys that escaped 2 months ago from a compound in South Carolina. Four of them now are back, and that's all of them. More details at srnnews.com.